This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1570. Sorry, what did you say your name was? How to Remember People's Names More Easily by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD. So great to have you here starting a new week with us. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and today I've got a post that I think you're really going to enjoy. It's a nice and easy, yet very effective one about how to memorize names a bit better. Great skill, needless to say, both personally and professionally. So let's get right into it and learn something new as we optimize your life. Sorry, what did you say your name was? How to Remember People's Names More Easily by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. What do you think is the number one issue that people have with their memory? Remembering names. It's something many of us struggle with, even though we are perfectly capable of remembering other pieces of information, like someone's birthday, or a doctor's appointment, or meeting a friend for a coffee. So, why is it so many of us find remembering names so hard, and why does it matter? Remembering another person's name is important in both social and business situations. We all have a given name that we like to be known as. Being greeted by your name makes you feel more connected to the other person and their equal. Have you ever been in a situation where you've recognized someone, spoken to them, used their name, and after you've moved on, had that little sneaky suspicion that you might have used the wrong name by mistake? Oops. Or perhaps you've bumped into someone you know really well, and your mind does a complete blank, while another person you know is making a beeline towards you, and you know you'll be expected to do the introductions. Ugh, embarrassing, isn't it? What are the reasons some of us find remembering names so hard? We don't pay attention or focus on the name as we're being introduced. Sometimes we get so hooked up on having to say our own name that we forget to listen or take in the other person's name. I recently had to facilitate a meeting where I had to introduce a guest speaker and spent a fair amount of time with her. My thank you note I received the following day was addressed to Bianca. The other time I'll forget a person's name very easily is if I'm in the middle of something and don't give my full attention to someone being introduced. Introductions are often done at speed, and we have insufficient time to register the information. This is especially likely in group situations when the person making the introductions does a quick round robin. We tell ourselves that we're bad at remembering names, so we stop even trying. So, maybe it's time to stop using this old excuse and start making an effort. We all have to find a way to make this work. I've seen teachers memorizing photos with names in order to learn their students' identity or seat them in a certain way in the class. Again, to facilitate their learning. If the setting is noisy, it's harder to hear the names being spoken, which increases our chance of either missing it altogether or getting it wrong. I'm often called Penny or Jane because of this, which is okay if I realize they've made a mistake and they use the wrong name in conversation. I can simply correct them. If you're feeling stressed or anxious, taking in new information, such as a person's name, is going to be harder, especially if the stress is about not forgetting their name. If you're stressed, it won't be just someone's name you find hard to take in. Any new information will be difficult. Tips to help us remember names more easily. Number one, repeat the other person's name, preferably out loud. When you introduce yourself, you could say, "Mark, it's so nice to meet you." Look for opportunities to repeat their name several times during the conversation and always use their name when saying goodbye. Number two, when you have their name, try to make an association with it. You may know 10 John Smiths, so what differentiates this one? How about Nice John, Naughty John, or John Who Builds Airplanes? Number three, if you are a visual person, you could visualize the person's name written on their forehead, or on a little signpost on top of their head, or see John Who Builds Airplanes with flying goggles on. Number four, some people make up a short story with the person. There could be Jane with the purple jacket and three dogs, or Tony with the red hair who likes anchovies, whom we met at the Chinese restaurant. Number five, if all else fails, then you can simply ask the person their name. Dress it up with an apology if you feel you must, but most people don't mind being asked. It also reassures them that they are not the only ones who forget names. Number six, at networking functions where you may be meeting quite a few new people, Ask for their business card to help you jog your memory for future reference. Also, as their name is likely to be written down on it, if necessary, hold the card in front of you, discreetly of course, as a prompt during the conversation. Number 7. If going to an event or function where you'll be expected to remember names, try rehearsing or confirming with others beforehand. If you can remember the name of Auntie Ethel's cousin twice removed at the family gathering, you could be earning yourself extra brownie points. Number 8. Most importantly, relax. If your mind has gone blank, try not to panic. As soon as that surge of anxiety rises, you have definitely lost any chance of the name popping back up. Let your mind pause, then look for associations, other friends, or events that you may both have been at, and hopefully their name will slip into your mind and you can casually use it while talking, as if you knew it all along in the first place. And number 9, a tip to help others remember your name when wearing a name tag is to always pin it onto the right side of your upper body. Many of us, when greeting someone for the first time, will prefer our right hand to theirs for a handshake, which means they scan our face and upper right side of the chest first, if nothing else. If the name tag is there, bingo. They're a lot more likely to remember your name. So, in relation to remembering names, don't stress, because we all find it hard to a greater or lesser extent. Find your own way or ways to help manage, and just practice. Practice, practice, practice. Because, as with many things in life, the more we put in, the more we're likely to get out. You just listened to the post titled, "Sorry, what did you say your name was? How to Remember People's Names More Easily," by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And thanks a lot to Dr. Jenny for this post. Definitely one of our lighter episodes, but it really packs a punch, as both remembering and recalling a name can make a big difference when it comes to the comfort levels of both you and the person in question. And I'll leave you today with a little-known memorization tip, whether you're trying to remember names or anything else. Two tips I have for you. So, one is to practice right before bedtime. A lot of studies suggest that we stand a much greater chance at memorizing things if we make the effort to do so right before we go to sleep and our brains start to repair themselves. And then two is to practice while in motion. So if you have a script to read or a big presentation to prepare, or even if you're studying for something, doing so while like on a walk or on the Stairmaster can be really beneficial. I promise you that I have tried both of these techniques for pretty heavy memorization. And, you know, I'm always suspicious of the placebo effect, but I really believe these are both the real deal, as they seemingly did wonders for my memorization. So, some fun takeaways today, I hope. That is going to do it as we wrap up another episode, folks. I'm so glad you made it here today and every day, of course. Be sure to share this episode with someone who is bad at remembering names. We all know someone who is. And I will look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. That's where your optimal life awaits.